Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog.
8:10 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. 73 degrees as you get up and get rolling on this day after Father's Day. Good morning, Chris Miller in for Patty Mercer and Lucas McFadden. They both have the day off. And you can find us on FM 100.1 AM 1340, Comporium Cable Channel 103, and of course, Facebook Live. And now, as we do every Monday morning, Mary Beth Knapp from the York County Humane Society joins us and tells us about this week's Pets of the Week. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning, and happy belated Father's Day to all those dads out there. Yes, we have some amazing pets to review. I can't wait to tell you about them. They are those with some special needs, and you'll see why. So, since you don't get a view of this, I'm going to describe her. This is Shelby,
you.
The dog of the week. She is a blonde, I'm guessing a lab and hound mixed. She was owner surrendered, and what we've learned so far is that she's an absolute human love bug. She loves her humans. She's about 2 years old, and she wants all the attention to herself, so she knows what she wants, which is pretty awesome. And you never know what happens to these babies in their short 2 years, but she is in search of an exercise partner, so you see that she might be a little bit of a chunky monk. what we're hoping is that maybe that will motivate another person out there who needs a little friend to get together and get exercised and in shape all together. We are totally, she loves this hanging out with her people and persons. A key there is that she's not a fan of other dogs in the household. However, she likes to have a dog companion on walks, but then she likes to say, see ya, you know, when she's entering her domain. So, again, a girl who knows what she wants. She is spayed, vaccinated, and microchipped, and she's looking for that family to call her very own. So if that's you, she's got the sweetest personality and disposition. Call today to make an appointment to meet her. We take them every day, 7 days a week. Then we have our cat of the week.
Yes.
She's a peach, and her name is actually Peach. She is a tabby extraordinaire, and she is at the young age of 8, again, owner surrendered at no fault of her own. Her name is, she is very much like Shelby, actually, and Peach knows what she wants. She also wants to be the only fur baby in the household, so here's our special. That's what makes them special. Again, you just don't know what happens to them, so we go with it. She loves to be loved on her own term, and that just shows her true catitude. She's slow to warm initially, but we are confident. Given enough time, she welcomes touch and love just like any other beautiful, wonderful pet. She is not a fan of being picked up, and she would still love to be the perfect companion for someone to sit with, talk with, watch the birds outside the window. So there is the right person out there. We just need to find them and see if a connection's made. She does adore her bed, and she appreciates conversation. So if Peach interests you, a little more independent cat, then please make an appointment today to meet Peach. Then we've got our paws Scoop. What we are telling you today is that the rescue is open by appointment for both cat and dog. Call, make an appointment. We're open 7 days a week, so we have many to fill. And then donations, of course, are encouraged and welcomed. Financial donations, supplies, gently used items for our thrift shop where we turn it into life-saving dollars. All this because we are an independent nonprofit. We have to make our own funds. So all of it helps us do what we do, and it costs $53,000 a month to do what we do. So your help is greatly appreciated. Our rescue needs this week are, we're seriously running low on clay litter, which because we are in the midst of kitten season, healthy weight dog food, because we are getting quite a few that either are severely underweight or severely overweight, so that helps us, and 55-gallon bin liners. All this is available on our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org, and of course, like I say every week, seeing the pictures is one thing. Circulating them helps us so much. But coming and meeting them is everything. So if you're ready to find that love of your life, make an appointment today, and we will see if a connection's made. That's the key. If not, wait. It'll happen. but just see if one's made, because that perfect one is out there for you.
Mary Beth, as always, we appreciate you and all the work that you do with the York County Humane Society.
Oh, thank you so much. Share the pictures, and thanks for helping us find these babies' homes.
Of course, you can find that on WRHI.com. We'll have that posted later today to hear more about this week's Pets of the Week. Of course, that's Mary Beth Knapp with the York County Humane Society.